Good evening. I'm Catherine Sweeney. Here's the latest from WPLN News at 5:32. State officials approved a $30 million incentive package for the coffee giant Starbucks today. The company is finalizing the design of its offices at downtown's Peabody Union Development. The company anticipates bringing 2,000 jobs to the city in the next 5 years, with an average salary exceeding $100,000. The Nashville Business Journal reported this week that Starbucks layoffs across the country could be Nashville's gain. The coffee giant recently announced the closure of 4 regional support offices in California, Georgia, Illinois, and Texas, and the trimming of 300 positions. Artificial intelligence has been entering a new phase. It's not just the technology of the future. It's now the subject of lawsuits and government efforts to set firm limits. On Monday, a federal jury ruled against Elon Musk and his lawsuit against OpenAI, opening the door for that company to issue a $1 trillion initial public offering. In the meantime, Musk is the target of a different lawsuit that seeks to hold his company liable for making deepfake pornography possible. That case was brought against a group, was brought by a group of Tennessee teenagers whose images had been manipulated into AI porn. And this week on the Nash Villager podcast, WPLN's Nina Cardona looked back at the AI measures that were considered in Tennessee's General Assembly.
This year, the Tennessee legislature passed a bill that was supposed to make it a felony to train an AI chatbot in such a way that it suggests suicide or criminal homicide to a user. In particular, it sought to mandate specific guardrails for the way AI interacts with minors. The bill did pass, but only after being substantially watered down into a mandate that a Tennessee advisory board study the matter more deeply. Another measure would have required the companies that make AI programs to develop and hold to safety plans. That one got a lot of traction, but there was heavy lobbying against it from giant tech firms. Ultimately, it didn't cross the finish line by the end of the legislative session. That said, one AI bill in the General Assembly this year has been signed into law in the same form that was first proposed. That new law bars the use of AI that is presented to the public as if it were communication from a mental health professional.
Again, that was Nina Cardona in the Nash Villager podcast, which you can find anywhere you get your podcasts.